Somebody called Michael Buffer. We had a...
We can't say it.
We had a rumble. Yeah, we can't say it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what it is that we can't say.
Shout out to Buffer.
Yeah, shout out to the guy.
So ready to tussle.
Had a nice little rumble, you know, between Carl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid. Or as Chuck called it... Wait, what does Chuck call it again?
Said it was like a sleepover, like a slumber party type of thing.
Oh, a snuggle.
Snuggle fest.
Yeah, snuggle fest.
A snuggle party.
Regardless, they got, so Joel Embiid and Carl Anthony Towns both got suspended 2 games for
a nice tussle. Snuggle.
Yeah, a nice little tussle.
It's an altercation.
Yeah, it's altercation, but I mean, it kind of shows where the NBA is is now. You know what I mean?
Well Cat swung, so
I'm fine. Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with elaborating on it. They just got to him quicker than they could get things done. And when they were to go even further, when they were on the ground, Joel threw several. Like,
well, he stuck his thumb down his eyes too.
Yeah. I thought he tried to throw punches while they were on the ground, but I didn't think that he actually was able to because of everyone that was around him.
Right.
For me personally, I don't really. I feel like a suspension isn't necessary. What do you guys think though about that?
No, I think they.
No, they earned those 2 games.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because first of all, so it's contradiction.
Yeah.
Because you can't call it. So however you feel about it, right? You can't call it a snuggle fest and then say they don't deserve 2 games. In my opinion, because what the NBA is now and what everybody knows it to be,
right,
is soft. So, okay, if it's soft, what do you expect? Lucky you didn't get 5. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a physical altercation between the two, and they definitely wanted to hurt each other.
Right.
And there was an eye gouge.
This is legit bad blood. It's been years in the making.
Definitely. Eye gouge in there, like you guys said.
And then they took it on to
Twitter. The social media pretty much guaranteed it would be at least something.
Yeah.
Like, you're wild now. There.
I mean, Embiid started, and you knew he was going to do something, though. You knew he was going to say something. I think the correlation between saying I'm nobody's bitch, basically, and the fact that, like, pairing the picture of him crying up with that is, like, the funniest thing in the world to me. Not even the fact that, like, I don't feel Joel Embiid as a pushover.
Right.
It's not that. It's just funny, like, because it just happened this offseason. But obviously, you know, he came back with, you got to make the playoffs first. This and that. And the obvious points of, you got punked by Jimmy Butler, which knew his name was going to be dragged into it. But I'll give I want to give Cat props because I thought he was tough right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I think he handled it.
He showed a little more than I thought he would be able to even handle, I guess. I don't know.
He's probably just was over it, being everybody testing him ever since the, like, Jimmy stuff came out, and he just got fed up.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have let that happen in the first place, in my opinion. But that's rather here nor there. But as far as the suspension goes, for me, the reason why I feel like a suspension wasn't necessary is just because of I'm gonna continue to wish and hope that, you know, the NBA kind of gets a little bit more entertaining, and they kind of, like, they let these things happen a little bit, just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, just allowing that tussle to happen and not really suspend them, a fine would be sufficient, in my opinion. Just, you know, either way, you're taking money out of their pocket, whether you're suspending them or fining them, but you're still letting them play, and you're still getting, you know, the entertainment factor out of it, which... I mean, that could benefit the NBA. I mean,
it could, but in the same token, like, date back. Like, if you want to think about it, like, let's just compare it back to the era where they were getting into it.
And it was so entertaining.
It was entertaining, but who were the players that were involved? The best. Like, these are two of the best big men, right?
Right.
But tell me in a modern day where you're going to see Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James getting any tussle. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I mean,
it's not. And so back in the day, Jordan got into it. There was times where Kobe got it. Oh, I mean, obviously, like, you know, we remember all that.
Yeah, two-piece.
But, no, I mean, like, there was actual times where, like, the best players in the game were face-to-face with punches thrown.
Yeah.
Like, you know, physical contact. I literally can count on one hand maybe the times that LeBron's gotten to physical altercations.
And the difference there is the level of aggression between players from then and players now.
Right.
You know, that aggression is what fuels you know, their game.
Competitive
nature. You know what I mean? It feels that competitiveness. Yeah. It makes the games, like, closer, makes them play harder on defense, offense. You know, it's like playing in the streets. You know what I mean?
Like
or playing anywhere else where, you know, like someone you don't even know right. is talking a lot of trash to you. You know what I mean? On the court. And you just think, who are you? You know what I mean?
It's not that I disagree that I don't want it to be like that. Yeah. It's just I know it won't be like that. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I would love it.
I mean, what kind of precedent are you going to set? Oh, you're not going to get suspended. Everybody else is going to start fucking wrestling after that.
Yeah, but that's
start
I mean,
fighting.
I'm cool with that.
I know there's a lot of bad blood in the NBA in different directions and different lanes. Like, where it would be cool, it's just that it's not realistic.
This is just his personal side. But yeah, I just want to see more fights.
No. Because, like,
I know okay, I'm not the only
one. No.
Oh, everybody
here's
does.
What I agree with it as. Like, to what he said is not so much as the fight even itself that you want to see, the bad blood as to get on the court. All the players right now are too friendly. All the players right now don't have that bad of blood, which also leads you to believe how much competitive nature do you really have? You know what I mean? And it's not that these guys aren't competitive. I'm sorry. I don't mean to knock them. I know they all want to win. But that side of it, that physical altercation type of side, shows like a different level of I want to kill you.
Yeah.
Then after the game, it's all peaches. You know what I mean? You're still going to shake hands.
Right. like you have players like Embiid, who does get under a lot of players' skins. Yeah. You have players like Westbrook.
Beverly.
Who drops the loudest 4 points ever.
That's because he just can't stop talking.
Who?
But that's Patrick Beverly. But that's totally Beverly? Cool, though. Yeah, he said the loudest 4 points ever.
Russell Westbrook
is not dropping no loud 4 points.
No, he's dropping a loud 30 points on 40 shots.
Yeah, Beverly, he's one of those guys.
He's definitely one of those guys that has that competitive spirit.
That nagging, like, continuous.
That
like,
does it on purpose. Like,
after they played OKC, I have no friends. Spalding, my friend.
Yeah. And I dig that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But he's also acting like the little brother, knowing he got two superstars on his team now.
Who? Puffing
his chest. Yeah.
Well, that quote's from Russell.
Yeah, my quote's from Russell.
No, I'm saying Beverly. I was still on that.
I know. It's more
speaking of those type of dudes, like, also puff out their chest more when they know they got the teammates back up.
Oh, yeah, of course. And when because I beg to differ, because last postseason he was doing the same thing.
Right.
He was. He's just talking more now. Like, he's taught, like the quotes.
They go and actually look for him to give a quote.
Who's looking
for a Patrick Beverly quote all of a sudden? Now they are.
And I mean, that there's every game is, there's something different, obviously, already for him. But,
and
you know, he waited for this opportunity.
Definitely.
And, you know, he was doing this last year still when they were playing
his
whole career
every
pretty
year.
Much. Yeah,
it just it's amplified because
he's
on a
team.
They're
a team that's expected to win.
Yeah, it's actually has a real chance now.
Yeah.
But no, I would love to see this continue, but do I ever see it continuing? Nah. Did they get it right? Yeah, because the league is already as soft as it is. If this was the 90s, we'd probably laugh at the fact that they got a 2-game suspension off the ejection alone. Should have been enough.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, these days I can get suspended for that. So
what's up? So you,
does he got an issue?
Why you touch me, man?
Let's not do this on the set.
Wait, what you mean by the set? On the set?
Hey, man, Randy ain't gonna punch somebody in the face. I only got
that's
5 games.
Example.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's true. That's a
we
very
can,
good.
We can say it's
that's
soft, but he's also the most player-friendly commissioner compared to David Stern.
Yeah.
David Stern's giving him for sure like at least 10 games.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, he's
something
doing
like
awesome
that.
Shit like that. Yeah, David Stern's.
That's David Stern.
That's David Stern for you. That's why. Yeah. That's the difference.
It's been a minute then, because that's a long time.
Right.
That's a long time or something like that. But I don't know, man. I think the biggest takeaways for me were I can't wait to watch him play again. That's one.
Like March,
of course.
I believe.
Yeah, and two, I got a lot of respect for Cat.
Yeah.
After that, I really do. I don't think he should back down to nobody. And I do think he produces to a level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
he's been on
realistically,
this year.
He can't really talk about, like, making the playoffs because last year Jimmy left. They dropped to, what, like a 9?
Yeah.
Come back, they get to a 7.
Right.
So, obviously, wouldn't just happen because of him. But, I mean, you know, Embiid got the pleasure to play with, like, Ben Simmons and stuff like that. Like, they've taken care of them dudes up in Philly.
Definitely.
For the most part.
Everyone, drop your comments below. Let us know what you guys think about the suspensions. And follow Heart of the City on IG.